let's get musical. Let's get magical. Let's have a magical mysteryerhood tonight. On the, I know that was, don't give me that look, Jeff. I knew it was bad when I said it. I'm just trying for something. Sometimes you have to reach for the unreachable pun. To dream the impossible wordplay. To write the unbearable lexicon.
Okay, let's go where we dare not go.
To the mostly mop-top band, right after these messages.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me? Nowhere man, just sees what he wants to see. Nowhere man, can you see me at all? Nowhere man, don't hurry, take your time, don't hurry, leave it all till somebody else lends you a hand. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me? Nowhere man, please listen, you don't know what you're missing. Nowhere man, the world is at your command. He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Making all his nowhere plans for nobody.
Thank you, Dave.
Welcome back to Dave's Gone By on this Sunday night, a musical Sunday night it is, because I've got four guests in the studio. They're kind of like the Beatles, only not, only sort of yes, because it's Dave Mania tonight on Dave's Gone By.
Dave's
not
Mania.
The Beatles, but an incredible simulation called Mostly Mop Top, a Long Island band. And they're here. We're going to hear a bunch of their music, or probably we have been hearing a bunch of their music by now in this episode, but...
Days have gone by since he's done it, you know.
Oh, there's the jong of Anthony... Is it Pomus or Pomus or Doc Pomus?
It's Pomus, actually.
Not chewing gum.
No. It's Edgar Allan Pomus Daisy. That's a good mnemonic device. So it's Anthony Pomus, yes, indeed. Hello.
Hello, Anthony. And are you the leader, or are you just one of four?
Well, you know, we all take turns with that one. You know, Paul kind of got us started many years
ago.
Paul started it all in the beginning, and he'll tell you more about that. But as far as on stage, I do project most of the jaundice. And just to give you a bit of who the other people are, John DeBacco's our drummer. He's sometimes Paul and occasionally George. And on bass, we have Paul Michael Balkin, and he's sometimes George, occasionally Ringo, and even sometimes John. And on guitar, we have Eddie Franz, who's sometimes John, sometimes Paul, sometimes George, and ever so slightly Ringo. And I just sort of hang out in the middle, you know. Sometimes I'm a walrus, and sometimes I play the fool. Really is up to you.
Let's hear from other walruses.
Oh, say hello, John.
Yeah.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having us on.
You sound just like one of the Beatles. Yeah. You're very welcome.
A Japanese one at that.
Hey, Dave. Good to be here.
No, who's that? Who's just...
Eddie.
You've got to... Pretty much every time one of you talks, you've got to identify who you are. There's no cameras.
You mean even after we leave the show, right?
Yeah. Eddie? So that was Eddie, and now...
Who else?
And I'm Paul, and I sing George, and I do a really good, bad Liverpool accent.
Indeed. Yeah. So how did you guys start? That's the usual question.
Well,
I turned the amps on.
Many years ago, Paul Markin had a very interesting idea in which he wanted to create something which ultimately has become known as the Beatles Magical Orchestra, but he transcribed all of these Beatles songs and made them for many, many different instruments. And that was back in the high school slash college years. Later on, as time went on, Paul sort of found John, and Paul sort of found Eddie, and then John sort of found Paul, and then they, all three of them, sort of found me. I was sort of the last piece before we all clicked and became what we are now, which is
a
group.
In between being able to put together a full 40-piece orchestra for a young people's concert, which is what I was originally trying to do, we wanted to have fun in the meantime and play out. And so we created Mostly Mop Top, which is mostly the Beatles, and like the Beatles, we don't just play the Beatles, because they like other music, and so do we.
Oh, I didn't realize that. So you do other covers of what?
Occasionally we play some Randy Travis or Stravinsky.
Some Zappa.
The Popeye theme song. Anything that strikes us, you know.
No, but seriously, like, do you actually play
Yes, we do. Yes, we'll play occasionally a Kinks or maybe a Stone song or even a Monkey song, which gives me a nice little segue plug to the fact that we're going to be playing at Paula Jean's Supper Club in Isatawket on the evening of Friday, April 20th. And our special guest that night is none other than former Monkey Peter Tor.
All right.
We have a CD release. Hi, Peter. We have a CD release party happening for him there at Paula Jean's Supper Club.
I believe we're his special guest.
Okay.
His CD release party, although we're the featured band.
His new album is called Cambria Hotel, and we're going to be the house band that night. So if you guys want to come down and hear some of our groovy music, sit to a more of a blues beat than you've been hearing tonight, actually. We're kind of putting a blues spin on the whole thing.
Mother Nature's Son.
In a blues Zydeco kind of feel.
And by the way, Peter is, quote-unquote, a friend of the neighborhood because he appeared on this show about a year and a half ago, hoping to actually get him back on as well very, very soon in cahoots with his appearing.
It'll be a Dave New World when he comes on.
Thank you so much. Yeah. So we'll go one by one. Favorite Beatles song, favorite Beatle?
Where do you want to start it? Because he's looking at one of us, but we're not going to tell you which one.
Okay.
Somebody else has to pick.
And again, identify yourselves.
Okay, this is Anthony, and I'm the John character. And I think, when all is told, A Day in the Life is probably my favorite Beatle track.
Okay. And which is your favorite? Are the Beatle that you're doing is your favorite, John?
Well, I'm not doing any of them. I do like...
Certainly not John or George.
No, they have lost. But I think John, in the end, is the most primal of the Beatle voices, the one that sort of sticks in my marrow all my life. But, you know, each of them gave their own little moment and own little time. I love George Harrison's I Need You from the Help album. Just a wonderful, wonderful song. Cool. But that's where I'm at, you know.
And?
Hi, this is John Tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really have a favorite Beatles song. There's too many I like, and the Beatles had such a big influence on my own music that, you know, every one of them kind of influenced what I do musically.
Great. So. Okay. And your favorite Beatle?
Well, I was very upset when Lennon was shot, and I was very sad when George Harrison died. And Ringo and Paul are still around, so God bless them. Yeah. I don't have a favorite Beatle.
Yeah, okay. A favorite Rolling Stone, perhaps.
I know Keith Richards. He's a very nice man.
How do you know Keith Richards?
I was invited to his house.
Why?
Well, we have a different kind of digital technology we're trying to have him take a listen to, and he liked it a lot. And he said he wanted to be part of the company, but unfortunately... things didn't work out with his manager and stuff. So.
But he was coming. Doesn't he live on some weird island or something? Or
no,
he
actually lives in.
He lives in Connecticut.
Oh, that is a weird
island. Have you been there?
Was it Western? The Isle of Connecticut? Connecticut, yeah.
So I will guess you guys, but come on, you met Keith Richards. I mean, any anecdotes, anything, you know, for you, beer, drugs?
He's very much like, did you ever see the movie Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah, of course. He's going to be in the third one.
Yeah.
Himself, sort of.
He is the third one.
He really is like that.
He acts naturally.
And his wife, Hawk.
You know what? It was very interesting, you know, because I like the Stones, but obviously the Beatles... Or a whole other
sure,
thing for me.
Absolutely.
Anyway, I talked to Keith and I asked him a lot of questions about the Beatles.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. And he said that the Rolling Stones were considered a little filthier than most groups at the time. He said the Beatles were just as filthy.
Oh.
And he said they were all good friends.
Yeah.
Great.
And
well, they gave them one of their first big hits.
Yeah, George Harrison actually got them the deal. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, George Harrison actually
I didn't
got
know
them
that.
The deal.
Cool.
And he was good friends with John. Obviously, they did the Rock and Roll Circus, which eventually came out.
Yeah. In fact, they just showed that on
TV
recently.
There's something interesting about Paul McCartney. I actually have a fact. He said, Paul is a friend of no one's.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Well, I probably meant it more in the kind of elusive third man, Harry Lime, kind of Orson Welles way.
Dude. I mean, obviously they go way back as almost childhood friends.
Right.
But he just said that Paul is very, just got his own thing. He's kind of, he's kind of cut off from the rest of the world on some level.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you say Keith chews a lot of onions, too?
Keith eats a raw onion every day. That's what keeps him alive.
Well, he's replaced all his blood like 15 times in his life, so... That's it. That's the secret. The onions.
Cut down on the autograph hounding, though, with that.
So there's a lot to talk about with Keith, but we're not here for that, right?
Not at all. Okay. We're here to talk to Eddie and Paul.
That's right. And please continue where we're asking the mostly mop top Beatles cover band who their favorite Beatles are and their favorite Beatles song. And your?
I'm Eddie Franz. My favorite Beatles song is tough. I'd say She Loves You.
Oh, cool.
Off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm. Good one.
Favorite Beatle? Billy Preston.
good answer. Yeah. By the way, we're a tribute band and not a cover band, because tribute, we feel, has a slightly more reverential vibe.
Cool, yeah. Absolutely. And finally, last but not least.
Yeah, and last but not least, I'm Paul Michael Barkan, and, good Lord, favorite Beatle song,
we'll be back after these messages.
Penny Lane, obviously, has a real place in my heart, mostly because it's like one of those songs, like, how could anybody have written that? It's such a good song. And this was a little kid saying this. I mean, because I go back all the way to the beginning. I mean, I was 6 years old when they appeared on Ed Sullivan. Uh-oh, everybody knows my age now. And the thing about the Beatles is that they connected emotionally with me so well. There was a song in the Beatles catalog for every situation I had growing up. And they were all my favorite songs at that moment.
Especially Polythene Pam. I mean, I don't
I was already grown up and unemotional by then.
By the way, just as a jump back, there's another song of mine that's a kind of an equal favorite with A Day in the Life. And that one for me is John Lennon's I say John Lennon because he was principally responsible for it. But I Am the Walrus just sticks with me. Day in, day out is one of the most intense songs, and the lyrical quality, it's just so surreal. The opening line is so, you could base an entire religion around, I am he is, you are me, and we are all together. It's just an amazing image. And just as another sideway, segue kind of like plug on things that are going on in our universe, Paul and I are part of something called the John Lennon Center of Music and Technology at Five Towns College. We're advisory board members there. And Five Towns College will be unearthing and debuting for the first time in the U.S. a play that John Lennon wrote in late 1967 with Victor Spinetti from the Hard Day's Night and Help films, and also Miss Adrienne Kennedy, a very influential African-American playwright. And the play is called In His Own Right, based on his nonsense books from the 64 and 65.
Not just everybody else.
Not to us, of course.
Yeah.
But those plays are going to be debuting on June 8th and June 9th, that's a Friday night and a Saturday night. We're doing it in kind of a workshop style because it's a very avant-garde, surrealistic piece. You're only going to have 2 nights to see this thing. And like I said, it's going to be at Five Towns College at the Dix Hills Performing Arts Center. And it's the first time it'll be ever performed in the USA.
Whoa, I had no idea about that. That's
well, I wanted to make this as newsworthy a visit as we possibly can.
It sure is.
It is a scoop, Dave.
pygmy.
Hi, everyone. This is Mostly Mop Top, and you're listening to Dave's Gone By on WGBB. It's better than brown paper bags.
And let everybody know, you mentioned the Peter Tork thing. Yep. Where are people going to be able to see you in say, April, May? And then any big plans for the next year ahead? Are you guys going to put out maybe a CD or what?
Yeah, well, we have a MySpace page. So if you go to the music section of MySpace.com and you plug in Mostly Mop Top, and you're too smart to not spell it right for yourself, so I'm not going to spell it out. All right, MOSTLYMOTT. Oh, I misspelled it. MOSTLYMOPTOP, Mostly Mop Top. Put that into MySpace.com. You can see our page. You can see our faces. You can see our sounds. You can see our lyrics and all that sort of stuff. And we have a blog on there. We talk about what we're doing. To answer your question on behalf of the band, this summer, every summer, basically, we do all these gigs during the summer at this place called the Beach Hut. There are about 3 or 4 different locations.
Places, yeah.
Yeah, Paul's going to say there are a couple different locations around the island. You can go online and look up
Lindenhurst, Cedar Beach. Sometimes we go all the way out to Shinnecock.
Yeah.
Watch your language.
Which, okay. Exactly. It's not a verb. It is a noun. And another thing we're going to be doing, which is important to say right here and now, is we are doing a show in October of this year at the Patchogue Theater for the Performing Arts. We're returning there after selling out about 2 years ago. Selling out. That sounds funny. We did a Rubber Soul 40th anniversary show. And this year, we're doing a show called, basically the concept is Get Backwards Show. We're going to do the show in reverse chronological order. And what do you think of that idea, Eddie?
And was you going to start with Let It Be and Abbey Road? And
yeah, basically we're going to start right at the end. Start with the breakup and build up to Beatlemania. Basically, we want to leave people on such a keyed high that they never want to come back down again, which is where we've been for 30-plus years.
They'll have a rare chance to hear that song from Hamburg, Cry for a Shadow.
Oh, yeah. Cool. How about Leave My Kitten Alone?
It's funny. We're the only band who does that.
That's a great number.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, if we do it badly, there might be a reason, but we actually do it well.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking with Mostly Mop Top. Do catch them. Do check out their MySpace page as you're hearing the... I just want to... I'm being directed to ask you a question. What do you think is the main legacy of the Beatles? What's the one thing that they brought to the world that's most important? Identify thyself.
Hi, this is John Tobacco. What the Beatles brought to the world, I mean, obviously was songs that are so ingrained in the DNA of human beings that, you know, it's they brought togetherness and community, which is one of the few things. I mean, it's one of the few things where the Beatles, in many ways, for most people, are like a religion. But it's like a good thing where you can really share it. It's not something that... the music is what's shared. It's not a money sort of thing, you know?
Yeah, so. It's entirely non-divisive.
Yeah.
And I think I speak... I know I speak for myself because I'm here, but I think I speak for the group as well. I think so. I might not be, but we tend to... get all of our richest gifts and grandest themes of our lives from this music we play together as bandmates and as brothers through this cosmic shadow we call life.
Wow, the cosmic neighborhood.
This is Eddie. The best thing with the Beatles for me, what I see, is it makes you want to sing.
Oh.
Like I have little children, and I'm introducing them to the Beatles.
Yeah.
And the first thing they do is they sing. It just makes you...
I used to sing myself to sleep with Beatles songs. This is absolutely true. For a couple of years, I did that. And I was already in my 30s. So, anyway, guys, we have to... Gotta really wrap this up. But Mostly Mop Top, MySpace them, check them out, and you'll be hearing them on this show, how good they are. Guys, thanks so much.
Thanks for having us, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
I love you, I love you, I love you. That's all I want to say. Until I find a way, I will say the only words I know that you understand. Michelle, ma belle, Sunday monkey. Bien ensemble, I need to. I need to make you see, oh, what you mean to me. Until I do, I'm hoping you will know what I mean. I love you. I want you. I think you know by now. I'll get to you somehow. Until I do, I'm telling you so you'll understand. Michel, ma belle, son les mots qui vont très bien ensemble. Très bien ensemble. And I will say the only words I know that you'll understand, my If I needed someone to love, you're the one that I'd be thinking of.
If I needed someone, if I had some more time to spend, then I guess I'd be with you, my friend. If I needed someone,
had you gone some other day, then it might not have been like this. But you see, now I'm too much in love.
Got your number on my wall, and maybe you will get a call from me. If I needed someone, if I had some more time to spend, then I guess I'd be with you, my friend. If I needed someone,
it might not have been like this, but you see, now I'm too much in love.
Got your number on my wall, and maybe you will get a call from me. If I needed someone,
welcome back to the Bits and Pieces edition of Dave's Gone By, where we're playing bits and pieces of stuff that Jeff Goodman and myself have done both on the Dave's Gone By program and some of the other shows that we do, kind of lumping them all together here for folks who haven't had the chance to hear them. For example, we had a Beatles tribute band called Mostly Mop Top on Dave's Gone By a couple of weeks back. They were really fun, and they made some great music. And what was nice was they came early, and Jeff and I happened to be on mic in that hour, so we invited them in, and we goofed around, and they played some more music that didn't get on the regular show. So if you missed it, we're going to play it here again. Here's some Mostly Mop Top on Dave's Gone By. Me, Jeff, and some special guests going to join us in a little bit of music making. Now, it's kind of jumping the gun, because these guys are going to be on Dave's Gone By in a week or two. They're called Mostly Mop Top. They're a Beatles, not a cover band per se, but a tribute band, a loving tribute band to the Beatles, and they're quite good. Well, I just did some pre-taping with them, but we still got them here in the studio, live.
And we
now
thought we'd let you enjoy their music now and forever and next week.
So
or the week after.
Bring them a little closer to the mic.
Okay, we're going to do it right now?
Well, why not? Yeah,
hold on.
The guitars
let
at the
me
ready.
Give away my mic, as it were.
Do it. All right, here's Mostly Mop Top.
Very nice mic you got.
You got a nice mic there.
See? It's from the blood that I've sweated on that thing.
Blood, sweat, and tears, then. So we sing a song.
Yeah, we'll do what you just did for me.
Okay. We just did this before, so we'll do it again. And here we go. There's three mics, of course, so we get three triple. One, two, three. This is dedicated to Thailand.
One, two, three, four. Can I have a little more? Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. I love you. A, B, C, D. Can I bring my friend to see? E, F, G, H, I, J. I love you.
Boom, 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 boom. Come on, stay on the ship. Boom, boom, boom. Jump the tree. Boom, boom, boom. Skip the rope.
Boom, boom, boom.
Look at me. All together now.
Black, white, green, red. Can I bring my friend to bed?
Please.
Pink, brown, yellow, orange, and blue. I love you.
All together now.
Bravo, bravo, indeed. Yes, Jeff.
And what was the name of that song?
That was called All Together Now, in case any of you missed the Freudian slips.
And by the way, who's your favorite traffic control officer?
It would probably be the one that didn't stop me.
Oh, wouldn't that be pretty Rita Niedermayer?
Oh, yes, pretty. Oh. But she's Niedermayer.
Lovely Rita. Lovely Rita Niedermayer.
Like Jeff, the bleeding
wouldn't
stump on the floor.
I happen to be a really big Beatles fan. I always like them.
Yeah. Oh. Well, they're the best thing since Jam.
No, well, I must tell you, I grew up, because I'm of a certain age as well.
Oh, and 19 like me,
I guess. Yes, and I grew up actually listening with WGBB on my bed table,
Which
is AM radio.
Pretty old.
This is a purist, folks. If you haven't been listening, this guy really knows where he's been. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I like the Beatles. So
he's got a red mic.
Yes. Okay, he's got the red mic. He carries the big whip, John.
The big whip.
Yeah, whip his head, man.
Go ahead.
No,
I don't want you to think we're taking over your show or anything.
No, that's okay.
Hijacking the show.
No,
that's okay. You want a show? You can have a show.
Oh, take my show, please. I take my show everything, but it's time to pay home.
Yes.
So your name's Jeff, huh?
That's it.
We just met him, you know, so you're actually hearing people meeting one another live for real on the radio.
Well, that's what the big time and little big time do. It's all about bringing people together.
Bringing people together and keeping the lights
it's
on.
It's peace, love, and happiness, baby.
Or the other way around. It depends on which television you watch.
What, happiness, peace, love, and peace?
It could be that. It could be the other thing.
Love.
It could just be consonants. We sound like...
That's Russian.
Okay.
I had that. It was good. So your name is Jeff.
Yes. Oh, wait. Speaking of Russian...
Yes, please.
The Beatles' Russian song.
Is there anybody going to listen to my stories? All about the girl who came to stay. She's the kind of girl who wants too much and makes you sorry. Still you don't forget a single day. Oh, Jeff. Jeff. We just met him in the hallway and he was standing there with a Wendy's bottle and he said, why don't you come and sing a little on the show?
And we did.
And we said, why not? We don't have nothing else to do except to get up tomorrow morning and go play the slave job in a big office. Oh, Jeff.
And pay my sweats.
Jeff.
Okay, here comes the dirty part.
She's the kind of girl who bets you down when friends are there, you feel a fool.
Can you hear the word he's singing? Can you hear the word he's singing?
And the day you see her, and that's as if she's understood, is cool. Ooh, 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 girl, girl.
Oh, the real lyric after a while, okay.
Just like... It's a Jeff and Dave Lefkowitz show.
Did you do the Russian part?
Oh, right.
It's a Little Big Show.
Was there the part after that?
The Little Big Time.
Oh, yeah. The Little Big Time. Was that part? When they heard when she was young, their pain would lead to pleasure. Did she understand it when they said that a man must bring us back to earn his day of leisure? Will he still believe it when he's... Oh, girl. Girl, girl.
Everybody get out and sympathize.
Ah. Ah. Oh, girl.
Okay, girl, and that's all we have to sing. And this is in honor of Nikita Khrushchev. This is my shoe on the table.
Oh, yeah, that's not the Russian song I was talking about, but that's okay.
Okay.
Wait, one more.
He was thinking of this one.
Yes.
That's the one. Oh, we got a third song on the radio.
Whoa, brew it from Miami Beach for your AC. Didn't get to bed last night. On the maid of paper bag was on my knee. Really had a pitiful fight. I'm back in the USSR. You know how lucky you are, boys. Back in the USSR.
Eddie Franz on vocals.
Been away so long, I hardly knew the place.
Teach it.
Do you feel the feedback?
I wish I knew where motel.
Leave it till tomorrow to unpack my case.
Honey, get the next phone. I'm back in the USSR.
Hey!
You know how lucky you are, boys. Back in the USSR.
Here's the Beach Boys part.
Well, the European girls really knocked me out. Leave the West behind.
Bow, bow, bow.
Little girls make me sing and shout. That Georgia's always on my mind. Oh, show me that you don't be mountains way down south. Take me to your daddy's farm. Let me hear your battle like it's ringing out. Come and keep your comrade warm. I'm back in the USSR.
Hey!
You know how lucky you are, boy. Back in the USSR. Oh, let me tell you, honey.
Hey, I'm back.
WGBB. WGBB.
That's right.
Now that's the one I was thinking about.
That's the one. We gotta go. We gotta get back in the gulag.
That's the next best thing since Perestroika, isn't it?
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Paul. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.